Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Tuesday, the 19th day of April, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts as we move ahead over the next week or so. Yesterday, not quite as warm as I thought it would be. We actually were cooler in the wake of that cold front and much drier. That's in the process of changing, though, as we speak on this Tuesday. Already winds around to the east and swinging around to the southeast as of mid-morning. Folks, moisture on the increase. The clouds will start to pick up during the day today. I think we have high-level clouds, but we'll get some lower level clouds as the day goes along, and those will really, I think, thicken up tonight as moisture really thickens up, so low-level moisture off the Gulf of Mexico. As a result, those low clouds tonight and tomorrow, the high-resolution short-range model guidance would suggest may actually yield a couple of sprinkles across the area of the I-35 corridor by late this afternoon into tonight and into tomorrow morning. A chance of a light sprinkle wherever you are. I'm talking about trace rainfall amounts. Yeah, we get a little rain, but not officially measurable. Once we get into the day tomorrow, I expect the clouds to break. We'll see temperatures really go up, probably upper 80s, around 90 for tomorrow. But the big news will be the increasing humidity, which will hang in here through the balance of the week. And temperatures, I think, with at least a fair amount of sunshine each day, will be well above seasonal averages. That'll continue into the weekend. I think by the time we get to late Saturday into Sunday, things begin to turn interesting once again. We've been watching an upper-level storm system and a cold front, which begins to develop out to the west of us by the weekend and then progress eastward. Yesterday, it looked like the front may wash out. It looked like it would wash out to the north of Austin sometime Sunday, but today's guidance a little different. That front comes on through by early Monday morning, and then a little cooler, drier air by Monday and Tuesday of next week. So let's really focus in on Sunday into Monday as that front approaches. Of course, we already know what. The low-level moisture will be in place, and I think our atmosphere will become more unstable. I think that we'll get more lift going in the atmosphere. Bottom line, a little scared to say this. I don't want to hex it. But bottom line is, I see a better chance of shower and thunderstorm activity. This month has been relatively dry. Well, it hadn't been relatively dry. It's been very dry for the Austin area. We need a little rainfall, and we may have at least a little rainfall coming by Sunday into Monday. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center guidance suggests upwards of a half inch to maybe, let's say a quarter inch up to about a half inch for the Austin area for Sunday night into Monday. And then, of course, the cooler temperatures follow beyond that. But at least we got our fingers crossed, at least a little better chance of rain than we have seen lately. And we'll keep our eyes on that over the coming days. I'll update, of course, my text forecast on the website as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, hope you have a good Tuesday.